In today's news headlines, the Senate impeachment trial began in earnest this week, with lawmakers tussling over the rules for how the proceedings will be run. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to push through rules with a 51-vote majority that will make the trial as short as possible. McConnell has openly promised a biased process, and yet last week took an oath to deliver impartial justice. House impeachment managers are demanding a trial that includes witnesses and the presentation of evidence. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who leads the team of impeachment managers, made these comments on Tuesday morning.
Last night, we received for the first time the text of the McConnell resolution that will govern the trial. And we could see why this resolution was kept from us and from the American people. This is nothing like the process that was used in the Clinton trial. To begin with, this is, I think, most indicative, in the Clinton trial, both Senate leadership worked out a bipartisan proposal for how the trial would be conducted. That obviously has not happened.
That's impeachment manager lead Representative Adam Schiff on Tuesday morning. Among the specific moves McConnell is making is to insist that opening arguments from both the House impeachment team and President Trump's defense team are limited to 24 hours each over 2 days. McConnell is also working to ensure that former National Security Advisor John Bolton does not testify at the Senate, even though Bolton has indicated he's willing to do so. If Bolton is allowed to testify, he may be moved behind closed doors, with the issue of national security being raised as justification. House impeachment managers had sent a 48-page trial memorandum along with a 60-page statement to the Senate. In it, they laid out their arguments of the president engaging in a corrupt scheme to benefit himself politically and then proceeding to hide his conduct from Congress. President Trump's conduct is the framers' worst nightmare, said the memo. In response, on Monday, President Trump's legal team issued a blistering defense in a 6-page memo demanding the immediate dismissal of the trial and declaring that it was a political move by Democrats to interfere in the 2020 election. House managers then responded on the same day in a 9-page memo saying, "The outcome of these proceedings will determine whether generations to come will enjoy a safe and secure democracy in which the president is not a king and in which no one, particularly the president, is above the law." In other news from the impeachment trial, House managers are questioning whether White House counsel Pat Cipollone ought to be part of Trump's legal team, saying that Cipollone was personally involved in the Ukraine scandal at the heart of the impeachment articles, and therefore his legal representation is a conflict of interest. Meanwhile, a new CNN poll has found that 51% of Americans want the Senate to convict and remove Trump from office. Nearly 70% feel that the Senate trial should allow witnesses to speak. In other news, world leaders are gathering this week in Davos, Switzerland for the annual World Economic Forum. And among the attendees is teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. She spoke at a panel discussion sponsored by the New York Times and the WEF, and she demanded leaders do more.
"I wonder, what will you tell your children was the reason to fail and leave them facing a climate chaos that you knowingly brought upon them? That it seemed so bad for the economy that we decided to resign the idea of securing future living conditions without even trying? Our house is still on fire. Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour."
That's climate activist Greta Thunberg at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday. President Trump also spoke, delivering a message that was quite the opposite. As per the New York Times, Trump, quote, "delivered what amounted to a version of his campaign speech, speaking little of international alliances and touting America's supremacy in the world." In what might have been a reference to Thunberg, he said, quote, "We must reject the perennial prophets of doom, and that it was not a time for pessimism." He actively avoided focus on the Senate impeachment trial. An estimated 22,000 people showed up to Richmond, Virginia on Monday to show off their firearms and denounce efforts to control the free availability of guns. Virginia's Democratic legislature worked hard ahead of time to ensure security and prevent violence, and their efforts appear to have paid off. The heavily armed, mostly male attendees equated the freedom to arm themselves with the freedom of human beings, despite the fact that gun violence continues to have a devastating toll nationwide.
Out! North Road! Out! North Road!
the sound of Richmond's gun rally attendees on Monday demanding an end to Governor Ralph Northam's tenure. Only one person was arrested, a woman, and no violence reported. Meanwhile, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence has just issued a new report that finds gun violence linked to a deep distrust of police nationwide. According to the report, when communities experience over-enforcement of minor infractions and under-protection from violence, trust in law enforcement plummets. The report also said the lack of trust encourages a desperate few to resort to vigilante retaliatory violence instead. In electoral news, former presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has issued a savage criticism of this election's frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, the former state secretary and first lady, whose own popularity is quite low, claimed that, quote, nobody likes Sanders and, quote, nobody wants to work with him. She refused to commit to backing Sanders if he becomes the nominee, even though Sanders forcefully campaigned for her in 2016, when she narrowly won the Democratic nomination. Over the years, polls have consistently showed that a majority of voters like Sanders. A military trial on a case in Guantanamo will focus on the American torture of detainees for the first time. Lawyers for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will accuse CIA psychologists of torturing their clients using brutal techniques like waterboarding. Mohammed's trial will take place nearly 20 years after the September 11, 2001 attacks that he's accused of helping to organize. The World Health Organization has called an emergency meeting this week to address the spread of a dangerous new infectious disease that has broken out in Chinese cities. A new strain of coronavirus that can cause pneumonia has been spreading fast and already claimed at least 6 lives. Reuters explained that adding to the difficulties of containing it, hundreds of millions of Chinese will be traveling domestically and abroad during the Lunar New Year holiday that starts this week. According to the New York Times, patients have been identified in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen, as well as Taiwan, Japan, Thailand, and South Korea. The first case of the coronavirus in the U.S. has now been announced in the state of Washington. A large group of Central American migrants attempting to head to the U.S. has been stopped at the border between Mexico and Guatemala by Mexican police. The Mexican government, at the behest of the U.S., has refused to give migrants authority to travel through Mexico in order to reach the U.S. As of Monday, there were about 4,000 migrants waiting at the border, although a few dozen have apparently slipped through. Mexican police are being accused of violence as they hurled tear gas at the refugees. In some cases, children were separated from their mothers in the confusion. And finally, in Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro's government has just charged Intercept journalist Glenn Greenwald with cyber crimes for his work in reporting on government corruption. Prosecutors have accused Greenwald of being part of a, quote, criminal organization. And that does it for our news headlines today.